Shalom and good day greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Brother Resus again from the Philippines. I'm sharing you this week for the daily devotion. Welcome to this week's ministration and sorry for recording today late, but I know this is not just, I mean, this is not late yet for all. And I am praying that each and every one of us is covered within the mighty hands of God. And I would like to thank once again the Lord for giving us this platform where we can fellowship around the table of God's word and be nourished, be comforted. Amen. And thanks to the ministers of God who have been sharing to us in this platform. This platform of fellowship has become part of our weekly routine, our daily routine, and we have grown with the things God imparted to us through this fellowship we have in this platform. Amen. And now we will start our week's sharing with a word of prayer. And so we pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Father God, for giving us this another week to ponder on your unending love. Lord, thank you today for making us overcomers over the previous day's challenges. And we pray for whatever circumstances, whatever challenges we shall be facing today and the coming days, Lord, that you will go with us and shall not leave us, and again make us overcomers, Father God. Amen. Yes, Lord, we commit unto you this week's sharing, that the Spirit of the Lord shall move within us and shall inspire each one of us. Help us, Lord, strengthen us, and that this week will never just be a week without you touching us. Amen. May your divine protection cover us. May your holy arms embrace us and make us comfortable. May the joy of the Lord, may his peace strengthen us as we face this week's challenges. Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to move within and guide us to do according to your will, and that you won't allow us to sin against thee. Keep our heart, keep our lips, not to sin and blaspheme the very God that we love and serve. May you be glorified in everything we do. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, good day once again. Our subject for today and maybe for the next days ahead will be that thy faith fail not. That thy faith fail not. And we can read it in scriptures, like in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Luke 22, 31 and 32. And we read, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, I mean Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. That was in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Amen. Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not. You know, brothers and sisters, to pray for someone that their faith fails not in times of their trouble or their struggles is indeed the only thing we can do to someone who experiences a personal one-on-one testing of their faith, that his or her faith fails not. You know, the Lord here foresaw what Peter would experience in the days ahead, that Satan desired Peter, and that Peter be sifted as wheat. You know, the one that happened in Peter, I mean, the one that happened to Peter, could also happen to us, to each and every one of us. The trials of our faith comes in different levels as time passes by in our walk with the Lord. You know, Peter experienced these trials face by face in his life, so do with other disciples. When the disciples walked with the Lord, and that includes Peter, in the Lord's earthly ministry, these disciples experienced phases of trials all along. There were trials in which all these disciples were facing together as one, meaning they shared the same feelings, the same emotions with it. They shared the same burdens together as one. They shared the same thoughts with it as one. During the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus, when the Lord Jesus was with them. And so this level or type of trial just become lighter to each one of them, especially when the Lord Jesus was still with them. Like when there was a son of a certain man which was lunatic, and the demon spirit that was with the son threw him sometimes to the fire, sometimes to the water. And the disciples, when this problem was admitted to them, these disciples could not cast out the demon that was in the son. They could not cast out the demon from him. And Jesus said unto the disciples, "It is because of your unbelief." Jesus said, "It is because of your unbelief." And Jesus added to them, "This kind would only be cast out only by prayer and fasting." Only by prayer and fasting. Now, with this experience, with the disciples, the disciples share the same burden. They share the same emotion, the same feeling of shamefulness when they cannot cast out demons like that. And they share the same challenges. They share the same learning after it. Amen. And it was just fine and lighter, brothers and sisters. It will just be fine and lighter when there are challenges we are facing together as brethren. No, many of us are sharing the same challenges together, casting all our burdens together. It would make everyone feels relieved, easier, lighter, when we know somebody or everybody, everyone shares the same burden with us. Amen. Now, just like when the Lord was taken from among the disciples, although this was a great disappointment for everyone, for all of them, but the disciples shared the same sentiments share the same feelings, share the same disappointments, and there is someone you can share your burdens with. It was somehow lighter to the disciples, though it was a tough challenge. When that challenge, there was somebody to lean on. You are sharing the same challenge, the same burdens to everyone, to other disciples. Yeah, it becomes lighter. But you know, brothers and sisters, there are challenges in which the devil wants you to fight one-on-one personally. There is a circumstance where God allows us to be alone in our fight. Amen. This is another tougher, tougher trial of faith. When the devil wanted to sift Peter, it was a single fight. No other shoulders Peter could lean on. No other human lifeline he could lean on, he could use. It was him and him alone before the devil's snare, before the trial. You know, it was a very worrisome experience, a painful experience, I would say, for Peter to walk alone, to be tried alone in faith. Now, for us, there are really situations in our walk with the Lord that the devil wants to sit us one-on-one, personally. Yeah, it is not about doctrine. Maybe you may be strong in God's teaching. You may be established in the doctrine of the apostles. You may have all the scriptures to support your understanding with other brethren within the genuine teaching or Bible principles. You know, with regards to doctrines, with regards to church teachings, many of the brothers, we could share the same thoughts, and we feel good and comfortable when we know that other brothers and sisters, other brethren share the same doctrines, share the same teachings with us. And we feel comfortable, we feel joy, we feel happy. But brothers and sisters, the snares of the devil are not just up to, I would say, false teachers, false teachings, and erroneous understandings. Yes, false prophecies. It's not up to only that face that the devil could deal with us. Yes, we call it basic and foundational and a must for us to understand every sound doctrine the Bible could teach us. But this is something we, the believers, are sharing together, bearing the same teaching together, bearing the same burdens of doctrines together, and how we are happy when we know we are in the same fellowship. We are in fellowship with brethren of like precious faith. We confess the same faith. We are glad, we are happy to know that. Amen. Even though there are trials of faith with regards to doctrine, with regards to teachings, but we share it, these burdens of doctrines, we share it with other brothers and sisters. We have the fivefold ministry ministering to us, and upon hearing them. They have unity in the teaching. We feel happy. We are glad sharing the same thoughts together. Amen. But when the devil, brothers and sisters, will go with you in one-on-one fight, when the devil goes with you personally, maybe in your family, in your personal family, where your leadership as a father, as a mother is put into test, a situation where you will be checkmates, in a condition where you will be like a playing chess, you are in a checkmate position with no human lifelines available. Nobody could help you. A situation where you are left with no other options than to kneel down and humble down to the Lord. For you at the moment, He is the only being left that could move and help you, give you answers to your prayers. Brothers and sisters, this is even tougher sifter of our faith. Amen. And this is the time that our brothers and sisters could only speak to us the thing that Jesus said unto Peter, "I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not." Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us accept the fact that there are circumstances, there are struggles of our brothers and sisters that we ourselves couldn't help them more than our prayers. Amen. There are times that God detaches us from our human lifelines so that He alone can see and behold working for us. To Him be the glory and honor. Amen. In times like this, the best comforting words we can ever tell to our brothers and sisters are the same word of the Lord to Peter, "I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not." Amen. Amen. There are really situations where our personal opinions cannot appease, cannot help anyone's trial. Amen. Have you told someone these words? Someone, he could be a brother or a sister having this struggle. There are really times that our opinions, as I have said, our personal opinions cannot help, cannot appease anyone's trial, someone's feeling of disappointment. But there are times, brothers and sisters, that only our prayers is the only thing we could offer, is the only thing that we can do for a suffering brother, for a suffering sister. And we know that this is the most powerful tool. Prayer is the most powerful tool against the attack of the enemy, where only our Creator, we are only our Almighty God, our Almighty Father could move and have His way in the brother or sister's life, whatever he or she may be suffering. Amen. Amen. Now, "I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not." May God bless you today, and let us have more on this in the coming days for this week. May the Lord strengthen you, whatever challenges you are facing today, and that thy faith fails not. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.